USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing his calls for a special counsel to investigate the overseas business dealings of Hunter Biden, son of President-elect Joe Biden. Hunter is currently under investigation for tax issues, and more questions are being raised about his involvement with business interests in China and the Ukraine. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee tells Fox News that he'll continue to call for the special counsel to make sure this issue doesn't get buried.
We're not going to sweep this under the rug. My big fear is that the media could give a damn about this investigation, and Democrats would gladly sweep it under the rug if they could. They never brought Horowitz before the House Judiciary Committee. They never spent 15 minutes looking at the abuses in Crossfire Hurricane. I'm convinced that the only avenue available is either a special counsel or a Republican Senate to get to the bottom of this.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Calls are growing among congressional Republicans for a special counsel investigation into the overseas business dealings of President-elect Joe Biden's son Hunter. Many are citing the national security risks that could come from possible Chinese influence on Biden. The president-elect said Thursday that he's not concerned about the accusations against his son. Hunter is currently under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware for issues with his taxes. For his part, President Trump tweeted on Thursday that he would have nothing to do with a potential prosecution of Hunter Biden. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul doesn't think a special counsel is necessary, but tells Fox News that President-elect should leave current U.S. attorneys in place in order to complete a federal probe.
Traditionally, when a new president comes in, they fire all the U.S. attorneys. If he wants to show that this is going to be an upright, upstanding Biden administration and that they're going to actually let the cards lie where the cards lie on Hunter Biden, he needs to leave that U.S. attorney in place.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Federal investigators have broken up a drug ring on multiple college campuses in North Carolina. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Federal authorities are charging 21 individuals in connection to a distribution ring that funneled drugs onto the campuses of prominent North Carolina universities. The DEA found drug activity at frat houses on campuses of UNC Chapel Hill, Duke University, and Appalachian State University. U.S. Attorney Matt Martin calling on university administrators to do something.
There were sales going on inside these houses. Dealers set up inside these houses, poisoning fellow members of their fraternity, fueling a culture.
The feds estimate more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, several hundred kilos of cocaine, and other drugs were funneled onto the campuses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russian athletes will not be able to use their country's flag or anthem at the next two Olympic Games or any world championships. The Court of Arbitration for Sport issued the ban Thursday that comes following revelations of Russia's state-sponsored doping program. The CAS came short of an outright ban of Russian athletes from all international competitions, instead allowing athletes to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing if they had not been implicated in the doping scandal. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.